Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kathy Cox is survived by two children, Jessica and Sean Walsh of Muscadet, and Tyson and Toina Cooey of Lancaster. Seven grandchildren and two brothers, Don and Staria Cooey of Richland Center, and Mark and Lori Cooey of Muscadet. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwok. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Laval Team Penning Association. Jeff Corning is survived by his wife of 30 years, Holly, three children, Jesse and Jim Creek, Morgan and Terrence Cordray, and Abby and Dan Martin, 16 grandchildren, his mother, Mary Lou Corning, siblings, David and Betsy Corning, Karen and Dennis Flack, and Elizabeth. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and extended family members. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marjorie Sherwin is survived by her husband of 55 years, Ken, two children, Scott, and Kelly and Lewis Fader, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, her identical twin sister, Marcia Gort, brothers, Randy Lay and Arlene, and Bob and Leota Lay, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday, December 14th at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements. Ken Pardoon is survived by two sons, Michael and Diane Pardoon, and Rick and Kendra Pardoon, and three grandchildren. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia, died Wednesday at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 15th from 1 to 3 at Boston's Spa in Cazenovia. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Cazenovia EMS, Cazenovia Private Landowners ATV Club, or a charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ronald Klang is survived by his wife of 39 years, Jean, two sisters, Lou Jean and Tim Lindloff and Linda, sister-in-law, Sonia, and four nephews. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia.